This is The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. I'll ask the questions, and I'll let the book do the talking using words from its own pages. This is essentially a book interview. Your time is valuable, so let's get started. Today, I'll be interviewing Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's sold over 80 million copies, has an overall rating of 4.8 on Amazon, and a remarkable 87% of the reviewers call it a 5-star book. Question number one, what's the book about? Answer, this book is about 13 principles of individual achievement. Its main message is that man may become the master of himself and of his environment because he has the power to influence his own subconscious mind and through it gain the cooperation of infinite intelligence. Question. In the book, you say desire is the first step to riches. Can you explain what you mean by the phrase, a burning desire to win? Answer. The starting point of all achievement is desire. Keep this constantly in mind. Weak desires bring weak results, just as a small fire makes a small amount of heat. Every person who wins in any undertaking must be willing to burn his ships and cut all sources of retreat. Only by so doing can one be sure of maintaining the state of mind known as a burning desire to win, essential to success. All achievement must begin with an intense, burning desire for something definite. Question. A key point of your book is that we have the power to create and increase the emotion of desire. What are the 6 steps to develop this state of mind? Answer. First, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It's not sufficient to merely say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. Second, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There's no such reality as something for nothing. Third, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. Fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you're ready or not, to put this plan into action. Fifth, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. Sixth, read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. Question. What's the purpose of reading this statement aloud twice daily? Answer. The object is to want money and to become so determined to have it that you convince yourself that you will have it. Only those who become money conscious ever accumulate great riches. Money consciousness means the mind has become so thoroughly saturated with the desire for money that one can see oneself already in possession of it. In fact, the 6 steps here recommended were carefully scrutinized by the late Thomas A. Edison, who placed his stamp of approval upon them as being necessary for the attainment of any definite goal. Question. In the book, you say that the second step to riches is faith. How can a person develop faith in goals if they don't currently believe in themselves? Answer. Repetition of affirmations is the only known method of voluntary development of the emotion of faith. It's a well-known fact that one comes to believe what one repeats to oneself, whether the statement be true or false. If a man repeats a lie over and over, he'll eventually accept the lie as truth. Moreover, he'll believe it to be the truth. There's a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. No one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. The state of mind must be belief, not mere hope or wish. Open-mindedness is essential for belief. You are therefore instructed to read aloud twice daily the written statement of your desire for money and to see and feel yourself already in possession of the money. Faith is a state of mind which may be induced by autosuggestion. By a simple arrangement of positive thought impulses, stated in writing, memorized and repeated, until they become a part of the working equipment of the subconscious faculty of your mind. Question. You provide a script in your book to be used as an affirmation to develop the emotion of faith, what you call the self-confidence formula. What is it exactly? Answer. The following is a self-confidence formula to say repeatedly. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize that the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I'll concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know, through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I've developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed in attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. Question. So are you saying that we just have to read these words daily to change our beliefs? Answer. The mere reading of the words is of no consequence unless you mix emotion or feeling with your words. The subconscious mind recognizes and acts only upon those thoughts which have been well mixed with emotion or feeling. Lack of understanding of this is the main reason the majority of people who try to apply the principle of autosuggestion get no desirable results. Plain, unemotional words do not influence the subconscious mind. You'll get no appreciable results until you learn to reach your subconscious mind with thoughts or spoken words which have been well emotionalized with belief. Question. What do you say to people who have trouble emotionalizing these words? Answer. Don't become discouraged if you can't control and direct your emotions the first time you try to do so. Remember, there's no such possibility as something for nothing. Ability to reach and influence your subconscious mind has its price, and you must pay that price. You cannot cheat, even if you desire to do so. The price of ability to influence your subconscious mind is everlasting persistence in applying the principles of autosuggestion. You cannot develop the desired ability for a lower price. Your ability to use the principle of autosuggestion will depend very largely upon your capacity to concentrate upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession. Question. So it appears that the core of your philosophy is to use autosuggestion to 1. Increase desire, and 2. Increase self-confidence. Is it possible to increase both desire and self-confidence at the same time with a single blended statement. Answer: these two objectives can be blended as follows. First, go into some quiet spot, preferably in bed at night, where you will not be disturbed or interrupted. Close your eyes and repeat aloud so you may hear your own words, the written statement of the amount of money you intend to accumulate, the time limit for its accumulation, and a description of the service or merchandise you intend to give in return for the money. As you carry out these instructions, see yourself already in possession of the money. For example, suppose that you intend to accumulate $50,000 by the 1st of January, 5 years from now, that you intend to give personal services in return for the money in the capacity of a salesman. Your written statement of your purpose should be similar to the following. By the 1st day of January, here state the exact year, I will have in my possession $50,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of, here describe the service or work you'll perform. I believe that I'll have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow through with that plan when it is received. Second, repeat this program night and morning until you see, in your imagination, the money you intend to accumulate. Third, place a written copy of your statement where you can see it night and morning and read it just before retiring and upon arising in the morning until you have it memorized. Remember, as you carry out these instructions, that you are applying the principle of autosuggestion for the purpose of giving orders to your subconscious mind. Remember also that your subconscious mind will only act upon instructions which are emotionalized and handed over to it with feeling. Faith is the strongest and most productive of the emotions. Question: what do you say to those who are skeptical of the principle of autosuggestion? Answer: skepticism, in connection with all new ideas, is characteristic of all human beings. Just follow the instructions, no matter how abstract or impractical they may at first appear to be. If you follow the instructions outlined, your skepticism will soon be replaced by belief, and this, in turn, will soon become crystallized into absolute faith. Then you will have arrived at a point where you may truly say, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Question: regarding this famous quote, you have an interesting perspective on it in the book. Can you describe that? Answer: when Henley wrote the prophetic lines, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul, he should have informed us that we are masters of our fate, the captains of our souls, because we have the power to control our thoughts. If the poet had told us the great truth, we would know why it is that we are masters of fate, the captains of our souls. He should have told us that our brains become magnetized with the dominating thoughts which we hold in our minds, and, by means which no man is familiar, these magnets attract to us the forces, the people, the circumstances of life which harmonize with the nature of our dominating thoughts. He should have told us, too, that before we can accumulate riches in great abundance, we must magnetize our minds with intense desire for riches, that we must become money consciousness until the desire for money drives us to create definite plans for acquiring it. Question: how should people go about creating these definite plans? Answer: hand over the thought of your goal achieved to your imagination and see what your imagination can or will do to create practical plans for the attainment of your desire. Begin at once to see yourself in possession of what you want, demanding and expecting, meanwhile, that your subconscious mind will hand over the plan or plans you need. Be on the alert for these plans, and when they appear, put them into action immediately. When the plans appear, they'll probably flash into your mind through the sixth sense in the form of an inspiration. This inspiration may be considered a direct telegram or message from infinite intelligence. Treat it with respect and act upon it as soon as you receive it. Failure to do this will be fatal to your success. Question. A lot of this book deals with principles of the mind. Do you believe in the law of attraction or the ability of a mind to cause miracles? Answer. The author is not a believer in nor an advocate of miracles, for the reason that he has enough knowledge of nature to understand that nature never deviates from her established laws. Some of her laws are so incomprehensible that they produce what appear to be miracles. The sixth sense comes as near to being a miracle as anything I've ever experienced, and it appears so only because I do not understand the method by which the principle is operated. This much the author does know, that there is a power, or a first cause, or an intelligence, which permeates every atom of matter and embraces every unit of energy perceptible to man. That this infinite intelligence converts acorns into oak trees, causes water to flow downhill in response to the law of gravity, follows night with day and winter with summer, each maintaining its proper place and relationship to the other. This intelligence may, through the principles of this philosophy, be induced to aid in transmuting desires into concrete or material form. The author has this knowledge because he has experimented with it and has experienced it. And finally, my favorite quotes from the book are as follows. All achievement must begin with an intense burning desire for something definite. Repetition of affirmations is the only known method of voluntary development of the emotion of faith. Faith is a state of mind which may be induced by autosuggestion. The price of ability to influence your subconscious mind is everlasting persistence in applying the principles of autosuggestion. And that's it for this book interview with Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You've been listening to The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. You can order this book in the links below or on our website if you'd like to support our cause. It puts a few pennies in our pockets without taking any extra pennies from yours. As always, thank you for your time.